Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Do you know that the kid that was the kicker for the Eagles is from Lyons Township High School?
I do know that, yes.
Western Springs. In fact, that's where my friend Bob Westrick. So our next two guests will be from Western Springs, if you will.
He's a Super Bowl record holder now.
he is? How's that?
A longest field goal for
right.
a rookie.
Yeah. Well, Kurt Weinberg is his coach, or was when he was a member of the Lyons Township High School football team. Hey, Coach, John Williams, you're on WGN. Welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
Congratulations.
That's pretty cool to be part of a small part of Jake's story for sure. So thank you.
Yeah, we're obviously talking about Jake Elliott, who, you know, David Haw had a story about him. There was another one in the Sun Times this past week, a little bit about his story. He was a tennis player. And as a freshman, as the story is told, they did one of those things where they call somebody randomly in the crowd and say, come on out, let's see if you can kick a field goal. And he hits a 30-yard field goal. Is that right?
Yes, sir. He came out of the crowd and, you know, right away he was tearing it up. And he was obviously very talented just, you know, right out of the blue. And, you know, we said right then, hey, if you ever want to play football, we'd love to have you.
He wasn't on the football team. So he's a freshman. He's not on the football team. And did you see right. him kick that celebrity, that sort of just, you know, random chance exhibition kick?
Yes, sir. It happened to be at our pep rally for our homecoming game. So I happened to be there with a couple of the other coaches, and we could see right away that Jake was a very, very talented young man.
So then when did he come onto the high school football team?
It was a couple years after that when he was a junior. We were struggling in our kicking game, having a hard time being consistent. We needed some help. And one of our coaches said, hey, Jake's over there on the tennis court. You know, should I go grab him? I said, sure, let's get out here. And right away he started really kicking the heck out of the ball. And we said, hey, do you want to be on the team? And he said, let me think about it. Came back the next day and said, yes, I want to do it. And that started the story.
So he'd never played football before then?
No, sir.
Usually these sorts of stories are about soccer players. He's a tennis player by trade.
Well, he's also just an incredible athlete. He's a great golfer. He's a very good basketball player. He's a great all-state tennis player. I mean, he's a very, very talented athlete and just happened to be something he could do really well.
It's hard to judge the athleticism or size of some people in the NFL because if you're a normal person, you look puny out there. How big of a guy is he?
Jake's not a very big guy. He's probably, you know, 5'8", 5'9".
That's what I heard.
Yeah, yeah, he's not a very big guy. He's a small guy, but he's packed with a lot of talent and a lot of cool under pressure, for sure.
He had a 52-yard field goal for your high school. Is that right?
Yes, sir. In successive weeks, he won games at 52 yards, and the very next week at 47 yards as the final bell round.
So then he gets a chance to go to one of these kicking camps. There's a camp for everything in Wisconsin. Memphis State needs a kicker. And so they go, all right, you're our kicker. So far, so true?
Yes. Well, he actually the Memphis special teams coach came on our campus and saw him kick. And right there said, we want you. And then he went to Memphis and obviously did a tremendous job in Memphis. And then ended up getting in the draft. And, you know, just it's an amazing, amazing story for sure.
Got cut, though, after he got drafted, right?
That's correct. He lost a kicking competition and to the other kicker and was on the practice squad for the Bengals and got called by his agent that you're headed to Philadelphia because their kicker got hurt. So then he ended up catching on with Philadelphia and just started tearing it up there. They couldn't pass on him after that, for sure.
Coach Kurt Weinberg's on a phone line. Jake Elliott was his student kicker, was a kicker when he was at Lyons Township High School. You're still the coach over at LT. So when you were watching the game, was it a whole bunch of Eagles LT fans in your living room? What was the scene like for you last night?
It was pretty neat. We have my family over, and, you know, definitely my family has become Eagles fans for sure. It was pretty exciting. There was my mother-in-law, who is not a huge football fan, in fact, commented last night that it was the most enjoyable football game she's ever seen. So it was a heck of a lot of fun for myself and my family, for sure.
How nervous were you after he missed that first PAT?
I was a little nervous there, but I was really nervous when he lined up for that 46-yarder. But the nice thing is he wasn't, as usual, and he just drilled it. So it was pretty nice to see him put a little icing on the cake for the Eagles there.
He said on WGN Radio over the weekend that he has a one-minute rule. Is that something a lot of kickers or athletes have? I had never heard about that.
I think so. I think you need to, obviously, especially as a kicker. You need to either enjoy it for 1 minute or, you know, kind of commiserate for 1 minute about something that didn't go right and then move on. So, you know, I'm sure he did that after the missed extra point and was able to bang home a couple field goals after that. So he does that very, very well, obviously.
It was a terrific conversation he had with our Mark Carmen, and I told my wife about it afterwards, and I said, neither of us are field goal kickers, although I was for Joliet Junior College, coach. But I digress.
Very cool.
So anyway, but I said we should all have the one-minute rule in our life. If something goes spectacularly well, enjoy it for about a minute and then move on. And if something goes spectacularly bad, allow yourself only to grieve for it for a minute and then get back up and move forward. And that's just good advice. I thought, what a mature kid. And he put it so well. It was really nice to hear.
Amen. We should all live by that rule for sure.
One last point. Kelly O'Loughlin is a young woman from that area, a classmate of his a few years ago. She was murdered. It was a terrible story. And he was her tennis coach when they were in high school. He has done a lot of charitable and promotional work for that family. Could you just talk a little bit about that?
Well, Jake is a great young man. He's got a heart for others. And it was obviously a tragic story that rocked the whole LT community and when Kelly was killed. And obviously Jake just wants to do things that are helpful to others and has been very involved with doing a lot of things for the Kelly O'Loughlin Foundation. And you know, Jake just, that's who he is. He likes helping others and using his opportunities to better other people's lives. And that's very typical of Jake.
Is he going to bring his Super Bowl ring out to LT anytime soon? Show it to your next, your team in the fall and get them motivated?
Yeah, sure, I would hope so. I know he's a super busy guy right now figuring out everything that's going on in Philly, but love to get him back home and welcome him home and tell him how proud we are of him.
You know, it's tempting to say, oh, the serendipity of life. I mean, this kid earned it, but it really is an improbable story that he's randomly called out of the stands at a pep rally, kicks a field goal, and then a couple years later they go, hey, put down the tennis racket, and then he sets a record in the Super Bowl as a rookie. What a wonderful, compact story, huh?
Yes, sir. I tell you, I say all the time, if it was fiction, people wouldn't buy it because they'd say it was too corny, but it happened just that way.
My son had the pleasure of playing sports at Lyons Township High School. You guys have a great program, good people there, and I know you're one of them, Coach. Congratulations, and let's visit again.
Thanks very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Kurt Weinberg is the LT football coach. What a swell story, huh?